Welcome to the Creating Eden podcast. I am your host, Eden Elizabeth. This podcast is a space of storytelling, truth-telling, raw and honest expression. Vulnerability is not only welcomed here, but it is celebrated. In this space, we honor the messy, the real, the authentic, the too much, and everything else that makes us human. Here, you get to witness real-time emotional and energetic processes that give you a peek into my own personal practice and the work that I do with my one-to-one private mentorship clients. Thank you for being here, for witnessing, and receiving. Hello, hello, beautiful friends. My intention here, well, actually, not my intention. I only have 30 minutes right now. Florian is just in the living room with Flora. My parents got her one of those little sensory swings for Christmas, and we haven't installed it yet. We need to talk to our landlord to make sure that he's okay with that, but we have like one of those big Jolly Jumper center of the room kind of stands that we kept, and it works perfectly for now. Like, she's only one. She's not spinning like a crazy top on it yet. I'm sure that will be her future, but she's pretty, like, yeah, just happy being spun and gently swung back and forth right now. But yeah, I have 30 minutes and I just really feel pulled to sit and be present with you and share and speak and just be in this space. I tried to record a couple of podcast episodes. I tried one and then I just started second guessing myself. And I was like, Flora woke up from her nap with Florian and she was screaming and crying and I felt really bad. And I was like, I can't just keep recording through this. Like, it was an excruciating cry for a mama heart. And then I tried to pick up where I left off after pausing it, and it just, the flow was gone and it was feeling clunky and forceful. And I was like, okay, you know, I release. This space isn't a space of force. It's a space of ease and channeling and fluidity. And, so I was like, okay, I can release that. And then I was like, ooh, maybe there's something else here. And then, like, I don't know, just got in this, like, not fluid, very clunky, very like second guessing what I was saying kind of space. So again, feeling that force, and was just like, nope, I'm out. I'm good. So anywho, I'm here now. I've had this like pull to be in this space with you and share, because there's so much. So I took about a month off of social media, and the last time I did that was in 2022, so a long time ago. And that's crazy. Oh my God, that's crazy. I need to do it more. And maybe that will be my rhythm of, like, yeah, going off of social media in December. Because it is also that, like, inner winter, external winter. But the, like, time of slowness and turning inward. And I was, yeah, crocheting a lot and listening to audiobooks and just like being so much more present and, you know, still experiencing a lot of, you know, as I've shared, like pain and heartbreak in this season that I'm in, and not being on social media, one, not consuming all the time was like I'm going to continuously invite people into that, like, take a social media break, even if it's just like 1 week, you know, just to disconnect. Oh, she's not happy. Just to disconnect from the consumption of other people's energy, other people's voices, other people's, like, yeah, opinions, and getting clear on, or letting those voices and opinions be cleared and coming back to center, coming back to, who am I? What am I here to do? Am I enjoying my life? How do I feel in my body? How do I feel in my home? How do I feel in my relationships? How do I feel in my mothering? And letting go of the outside world's voices and opinions and viewpoints and, do this, do that, do it this way, maybe this is the issue you're having, or you should be doing it like this. And I'm just anchoring back to what is true for me. So in taking this break, I have felt like this, like I have so much to say now, like I'm coming back into this space with so much rich storytelling to offer. And it feels really great to be in this space of like being inspired, because inspired by my own life. Like that is how I live. I live my life as I do, I navigate, and you know, I come here to this space to speak to my experiences and share them with you and offer, you know, what pieces of wisdom I've collected along the way. So I'm not just sitting and holding it on my own, but I'm giving it back to you as well. So yeah, I feel like I have a lot. So that's where my excitement to be in this space and eagerness to be in this space comes from. But I was going for a walk outside today and really felt the call to kind of do like a mini, well, I used to do long videos on Instagram, like 8-minute videos on Instagram, and then like Reels became really popular. And so I felt, you know, that I should jump on the Reel bandwagon. Now it's like 3 seconds to get someone hooked on your video or whatever. And like the long form content just feels so much juicier and more rich and deeper. And so anyways, I really felt called to just start recording myself, video recording myself speaking, which I hadn't done in a long time. And it was really nourishing. And I wanted to come into this space and share it in this way as well. But I was walking and just reflecting on the power and importance of creating spaces for ourselves to process, somatic processing our emotions, processing, not even just processing, but creating art from our emotions. And that's something I speak to in Holy Body in week 5, which is now renamed Letting Your Womb Lead, or Let Your Womb Lead, yeah. And is this like channeling pain into art? It's the creatrix energy, it's the life force energy. And yeah, with this friendship heartbreak that I'm navigating, I've been feeling like I'm this shaken up bottle of soda, coke, pop, whatever you call it. And like someone's shaken me up, and now I've got all this pressure, and if you even like crack me open a little bit, I start spewing everywhere. And there's been parts of me where I'm like, oh, like, do I like the way that I'm navigating this? Do I like the way that I'm handling this? Should I be, you know, processing this in a different way? Because I've been so angry and hurt and bitter and petty. Oh my God, so petty and human, right? It's so human to allow myself to be hurt. But what I hadn't done, so this happened 3 weeks ago, and it's still just not alive super like overwhelmingly in my body every day, but it like, I have days where it peaks, right? The ebbs and flows, like moving through waves. And there's been a lot of, a lot of waves crashing, a lot of peaking, a lot of just like intense emotion. And I've just been like, why is this so hard? And then yesterday was one of those peaking days. And Florian could feel it before it happened. I could feel it. And so we kind of co-created the space for me to be alone and process. He took Flora on a walk outside so I could be alone in our home, come to my altar and sit and cry and rage and scream and process in the ways that I need to, so this energy doesn't stay stuck and not like stuck, like rigid, but like just swarming around my body and my field. You know, like I used to say like, oh, emotions are stuck in your body, and have this like visual of like, I don't know, a rock just like in your gut and it just stays there. But I don't believe that that's true anymore. They're still moving and ebbing and flowing, and sometimes rising up really close to the surface, sometimes like really overflowing, and other times just like in the background. But I've noticed this like anxiety in my belly every day. And now as I'm sat here speaking to you, I'm like, oh my God, today's the first day. Oh, I need to breathe into this. Oh, today is the first day that I don't feel any anxiety, just like background anxiety or like humming in my body. And I really 100% believe that that is due to me creating this container for myself to process, to channel, to move this energy and emotion and anger and grief out of my body. And not in the with the intention of like, I don't want to feel this anymore, get out, but I need to meet this. I need to sit with this fully. I need to see and hear and feel my grief, feel this sense of unfairness and betrayal and just complete devastation. I need to be with it because I hadn't given it space for the 3 weeks until yesterday. And so what happens when we give ourselves these containers to process, right? Where we're really intentional about, okay, either I'm going to come to my altar or whatever your version of your altar is, right? Some people like nature is your altar. Other people like you might not have a physical altar in the same way that I do. Song is your altar. Dance is your altar. Your body is your altar. Whatever your altar is, you know, it's arriving at the altar with the intention to meet the emotions that are alive within you. And maybe sometimes that's excavating a little, maybe that's like intentionally digging it up and pulling it out, or maybe it's simply meeting yourself where you're at. Right? For me, I was already like overflowing almost to the point where my body was like, I can't just sit in this. This, I will shut down if I just have to keep sitting in this. So yeah. And then when we sit with it, we move it, and we get to see how it wants to move through us. So I've, in the past, I've come to be at my altar with this idea of, this is what I need to process. This is how I'm going to process it. And this is what it's going to look like. And then felt like if it wasn't that, then somehow I failed, or I did it wrong, or it wasn't good enough. Where when we arrive with the intention to simply meet what's alive and be in conversation with it, right? Not just like, okay, I'm going to sit here and cry, but be in conversation. How do you want to move through me? Okay, moving through waves of screaming into my pillow, screaming to the heavens that this is not fair. Why is this happening to me? This is not fair. What did I do wrong? What did I do to deserve this? This shouldn't be happening. And then once that's out, softening and into the space of understanding. This was me yesterday, and I came to the space of understanding that, you know, all of that anger and rage and resentment that I was feeling and bitterness, you know, I got to transmute that. And what came from that dissolving was this understanding. And I shared this spoken word piece that I wrote on Instagram, but just this understanding that, you know, my idea of healing the sister wound, or healing in sisterhood, needing to end in friendship, in deeper connection, in feeling seen and heard and validated and understood, actually doesn't look like that. Healing doesn't look like that all the time. But I am still healing by choosing to look at this experience as a teacher and a mirror for myself, to not take it personally, to, you know, not point fingers. You did this and I did that, but you did this and you said this and that hurt me, and releasing all of that and arriving at this place of, oh, I'm looking in the mirror. And for me, I don't like what I'm seeing. I love what I'm seeing for myself, but don't like what I'm seeing. And using that as an invitation to not act that way. Because I have, oh my gosh, I have in the past completely. This is why this experience has also been so fucking humbling. Because I've sat in both seats now. You know, my experience of both seats. Of course, everyone's experience is different, but I've sat in my experience of both seats now, and oh, how fucking confronting and just humbling. Push my face to the ground, humbling it's been to see my past self in another. And then at the same time, feel the impact, the devastation that my past actions have caused other women. And if I didn't create that space for myself to process, like, I wouldn't have been able to arrive at this space in the way and the timeline that I have been able to. And I'm not saying that, like, this is one and done, okay? The spiral has come to me as a really, really prominent symbol and guide and teacher in this season of my life. It's actually all around me now that I'm looking. I just redid my altar. So when I launched Holy Body, I bought this ammonite fossil, which is a bigger than my hand spiral in. And I was like, this is Holy Body. Like, this is my touchstone for Holy Body. And I came home from my parents with all of these shells gifted to me by my parents from my grandparents. And they all, if you look at the top of the shell, it's a spiral. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, and a huge one right on my altar. And then I found this stone, stromolite, something like that. It's like copper or iron covered kind of fossil with rings around it. And so that this is what I'm feeling in this, you know, emotional processing, is it's a spiral. It's not linear, right? Maybe you've heard the term healing is not linear. And that's really what I'm feeling in this season. Even this, I made this wealth anointing oil, and the little bottle that it's in even has a spiral on it, and that I've had for years and have never actually even noticed until I'm sat here looking at it now. So yeah, this work is a spiral, and I know at some point I'm going to get triggered again. I'm going to get activated again. I'm going to see something, or you know, I'm going to walk by her on the street, or, you know, somebody's going to mention something or whatever it is. And that'll be an invitation to spiral deeper into this healing, deeper into this emotional processing, right? And if you look at a spiral starting outwards, going inwards, you're getting closer to the center. And for me, I see the center as like the center of myself or my heart or truth or spirit or just divine love and healing. And so I allow myself to move with this spiral and release the expectations of, okay, I cried about it, raged about it properly in a container intentionally once, so now it's done. Absolutely not. But what it has done is help me, like I was saying, arrive to this place of receiving the medicine. rather than being stuck or caught up in the pain, which is not wrong. Like, that is so fucking human. And I really want to, like, hammer that point home. It's really fucking human to be hurt, to be petty, to be upset. And please don't run from that. Because we are also here to be human, to learn as human beings. And that's part of it, right? What I see sometimes in the spiritual community is, like, you have to always take the higher route. Don't stoop down to their level. Don't do this. Don't do that. Like, you know, be the bigger person. Look at the teachings. Like, what is this teaching you? And completely bypassing what the actual medicine is, which is the alchemization of your pain. Right? Turning that deep pain, grief, hurt, heartbreak, whatever it is, into gold, into art, into love, into gratitude, into a new way of being. So this is my invitation to you to carve out some time. Especially if you're a mother. Like, I used to have all the time in the world for processing before being a mother. Now being a mother, I'm like, I gotta schedule that shit in. I need to, like, directly get my husband to take my baby, our baby, out of the house so I can be fully present in my process. And, you know, maybe your process is soft. Maybe it's just journaling. Maybe it's looking at yourself in the mirror crying. Maybe it's singing. Maybe it's chanting. Maybe it's dancing. Maybe it's self-touch. Maybe you don't actually, you know, cry and rage and yell and express in that way. But you shake your body out. Or you do some deep roaring. Or maybe you just lay still on the ground. Maybe you just let yourself stare off into space. But whatever your process is, you know, I want to again invite you to this intention of, can I meet what is alive here? Can I meet this emotion, this experience that I'm in, without expectations of how I should move through it and allow it to move me? Oh, yes. Can I allow it to move me? Reminds me of a song called She Moves Me by, I think, Savannah. Go listen to that song. I'll put it in the in the description. So yeah, that's my time. Oh my god, that was so nourishing. That felt so good. I am like, ooh, maybe these, like, more mini episodes will feel nourishing. But y'all know I love to talk, so who knows, but this felt really good to also, like, release the expectation of it needs to be an hour or 45 minutes or whatever. And again, just meet it, show up what wants to, yeah, move through. So if you decide to process, please, I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear how this touches you or how it lands for you, or if anything changes for you by receiving this. And in the next time you show up to a somatic or emotional or spiritual kind of process. So yeah, thank you for being here, and I'll speak to you soon.